Good afternoon, Exotics Vet. This is Emily. Good, thank you. How are you? We do. Yeah. I don't have anything available today. It'll be tomorrow is my next available. you get that unfortunately, but no, you've definitely called the right place. What's going on with them? Okay. What sort of fish is it? Is he a fancy breed of goldfish, or is he just a little small one? A Randa, was it? Okay. Then when did it start? Yeah. 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 Alrighty. Can I pop you on hold for just one moment? Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care.
Hey, thank you so much for holding. I just wanted to have a quick chat to my vet just about this one. So he said if he can, just sort of get him upright a little bit, like enough to be able to, and feed him like a few like frozen peas, like thaw them out and see if he's able to eat those on his own just for the next 24 hours or so. Because I can get you in tomorrow morning at 10:20 if you are you able to make that appointment? Yeah, and bring him along to the appointment, and the vet will. If you have a container that is sufficient enough, like at least 5 liters, to be able to put the water in and then a minimum, yeah. That way he's got, enough to sort of... Yeah, I mean, as long as it's safe for when he's in the car that he's not going to be sloshing around, can't tip over and everything like that. So as long as you can, when you look at the container and you can see that it's sort of suitable in that aspect, then, yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, I mean, if there is any way that you can have one of the containers with the lids on it, and just poke some holes in the top of it, so that way it's got some ventilation. Yeah, yep, beautiful. Now, I just need you to get your water tested as well before you make any changes, so don't change the water or anything between now and tomorrow. There is a pet store up at Ningi, Tony's Pet World, I think it is, or Pet Store, Superstore or something like that. They should be able to help you out if you take a sample of your water to get it all tested. Alrighty, because the vet will need those values for tomorrow. It's quite important to like to help out with the diagnosis. Yep. Okay. I guess the other concern is that there might be parasites or something. Yeah, no, that's all good. Well, it's the bloat sort of, or like the float symptom, that is also quite Yeah, the fact that this one does, and yeah, it is a bit sort of like it might not be the same thing, but it could be that there might also be an additional underlying thing that the other fish had, like a parasite or something else. So, yeah. But that's okay. We will be able to suss all of that out, when we have a look at your little one tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And are they new, or are they, you've had them for a while? Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. All right. It's always awful when that sort of thing happens, and especially with the sudden sort of death with no sort of symptoms or anything like that too. So it's they're very good at hiding their symptoms, these little guys. Now I'll grab some details from you, because have we seen you before? No worries. What was your first name again? And your surname? And what is your best email address? And the number you're calling from ending in 792, is this your best contact? Wonderful. And what's your home address in Bribie? So HOVEA. Street. And then what was the suburb, sorry? Perfect, there it is. Okay, do you have a name for the fish? Nope, that's all right. That's so fair, that's all good. Alrighty, yeah. And how old do you think, how old would he be? Yeah. And what colour, like, is he like the white with the red sort of head, or he's just all orange? Gorgeous. Yep. Alrighty, look. Oh, beautiful. That's such a shame. Yeah. Oh, goodness me. Alrighty, well, look, I've got you in there tomorrow, Laurie, at 10:20. I'll email you a questionnaire, and if you just, can get your water tested this afternoon. Yeah, awesome. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. That's okay. Bye.